Chapter 6 The Party. Godfrey had already finished breakfast when his father came into the dining room of the Red House. Mr. Cass was a tall, heavy man of about 60. He had a look of authority and of severity. "Father, I've got something to tell you," Godfrey said in a trembling voice.
"I hope you're not going to ask me for money to spend on yourself," Mr. Cass said unpleasantly. "I need my money for more important things."
"Father, do you remember the money I was supposed to give you from the villager who is living on your land?" Godfrey asked nervously. "I gave it to Dunstan. I also allowed Dunstan to sell my horse. But the horse had an accident and died."
"Where is Dunstan?" Mr. Cass asked impatiently. "I want to ask him why you gave him money. I think that you've done something wrong, and you don't want him to tell me about it."
Godfrey was alarmed. It seemed as if his father might already know the truth. "Dunstan hasn't returned home yet," he said quickly. "But believe me, it's only a stupid matter between the two of us. It's not important at all."
"I don't think I've been strict enough with you and your brother," said Mr. Cass, beginning his breakfast. "I should have been more severe with you."
Godfrey, on the contrary, felt that his father was very strict with everyone, and that he didn't show much love for his children. But, of course, he didn't say what he felt.
"Now I want to know what's happening with Nancy Lammeter," Mr. Cass continued. "I want you to marry her. One day you will inherit my land and this house. You have to learn to be more responsible. I think marriage to Nancy will be good for you. Has she agreed to marry you?"
"I haven't asked her yet," Godfrey answered nervously.
"Do you want me to ask her for you?" Mr. Cass said.
There was no kindness in his voice, only impatience with Godfrey. "I'll do that myself, Father," Godfrey said with alarm. "I just need a little more time."
"Well, you can go now," Mr. Cass said impatiently, "and tell Dunstan not to come home at all. I'm very angry with him."
Godfrey left the room. He was happy that his talk with his father was finished, but he wasn't happy that he hadn't told him everything. He hadn't said anything about Molly, and he had acted as if everything would be fine with Nancy. The truth was too difficult for him. He hoped that something would happen which would solve all his problems. A few weeks passed. Dunstan still hadn't returned, but no one was worried by this. He had disappeared like this before, when he'd had problems with his father or with Godfrey. After a few weeks, he usually returned without any explanation. Nobody saw any connection between Dunstan's disappearance and the robbery. Even Godfrey, who knew that Dunstan wasn't an honest person, didn't have any reason to suspect him of taking the money. The villagers still sometimes talked about the robbery, but it became less important to them as time passed. However, Silas was very badly affected. He went on weaving, but without his gold, there was no happiness in his life at all. He could earn more money, but that didn't give him any pleasure. His neighbours and the people in the village were kinder to him than they had been before, because they could see that he was suffering. Some of them even visited him and tried to comfort him. Dolly Winthrop was one of the villagers who began to visit him. She was married and had a 7-year-old son named Aaron. Dolly was a good-natured, patient woman who liked to help people. One day she came to visit Silas and brought Aaron with her.
"Good morning, Mr. Marner," Dolly said when Silas opened the door. "I baked some biscuits this morning, and I've brought you some to taste."
"Thank you," Silas said, but his face stayed sad.
"I can see that you're unhappy," Dolly said kindly. "Tomorrow is Christmas Day. Why don't you come to church? When you pray and sing,
You'll forget your problems."
Silas didn't say anything. He didn't want to listen to her words, although he knew she was trying to help him. He preferred to be alone. But he made an effort to be nice to Aaron and gave him one of the biscuits. Dolly tried to make conversation with Silas, but he obviously didn't want to talk.
"I must go now," Dolly finally said. "But please remember, if you ever need anything, I'll be very happy to help you."
Christmas passed, and the new year was coming. Dunstan still hadn't returned. In the Red House, everyone was preparing for the big party which took place there every year on New Year's Eve. Mr. Kurth always invited all the important people in the area, and everyone was looking forward to the occasion. There would be a lot of food, music, and dancing. Godfrey was also excited about this evening because it was an opportunity to be with Nancy Lameter. A few days before, Godfrey had gone to see Molly. She lived in a small, dirty room in the town with her little girl, Godfrey's daughter. The little girl looked very much like her father, but Godfrey paid no attention to her. He didn't want to have any connection with Molly or the child. Sometimes he gave Molly money, so that she would leave him alone. Over the years, Molly had become more and more dependent on alcohol and opium. She spent Godfrey's money on these, and often didn't have enough for food for herself and her daughter. Most of the time, she hardly knew what was happening around her. Molly and Godfrey had had a big argument.
"You must tell everyone about our marriage," Molly had cried. "I don't want to live like a poor person any more. I want to live in the Red House with our daughter. I want everyone to know that I'm your wife."
"Never," Godfrey had said passionately. "I'd prefer to die than let that happen."
Now, it was almost time for the New Year's Eve party to begin in the Red House. Godfrey went outside to wait for Nancy. A few minutes later, she arrived in her carriage. Nancy was very pretty. She was small and delicate and always dressed beautifully. She spoke in a quiet voice and was always pleasant to everyone.
"I really love Nancy," Godfrey thought to himself as he greeted her and helped her out of the carriage. "If I hadn't done something stupid, I could marry her now."
Nancy wasn't feeling happy. She wasn't sure how Godfrey felt about her. She never knew how he'd act when he saw her. Sometimes he was charming and loving, and sometimes he was cold and busy with his own thoughts. She didn't know about the fear and guilt which he felt all the time. She had wanted to marry Godfrey for a long time, but recently it seemed that this would never happen. She walked into the house with Godfrey and began talking to the other guests who had already arrived. While everyone was enjoying the party at the Red House, Molly was planning her revenge. She had been thinking of this day for a long time.
"Tonight, Godfrey's father is having his big party," Molly said to herself. "Godfrey is enjoying himself there, while my child and I have got nothing to eat. Well, I'll give them all a surprise. It's snowing hard, but I don't care. Godfrey has kept me a secret long enough. Now, I want my revenge."
Molly picked up the little girl, who was asleep, put a blanket round her, and set off on the long walk to the Red House.